Hello, this is Samata, author of the Fashion Designer's Resource Book, which is out on Bloomsbury on the 28th of February 2013. And I'm just so excited. It's been a year and a half of work, plus contributions and support from so many people in the amazing and fun industry I work in. This book definitely seeks to be very honest about the fashion industry. It is a really exciting industry and it's full of creative, passionate and energetic people who have a lot of dreams and huge visions. But it's also a lot of hard work and essentially it's still a business. So I wrote this book to be a comprehensive overview of the industry as a business, combined with kind of an insider's view and understanding of the process creatively, but also the lifestyle of being somebody who works in this industry that literally never sleeps. From London to Milan to Berlin and Sydney to Shanghai, even to some of the emerging fashion capitals that we're looking at now, such as Bangkok or Buenos Aires or Mexico City. It's a non-stop 24/7 hour machine and it's really fun. But as I keep saying, it's really hard work. So the Fashion Designer's Resource Book really seeks to break down some of the key parts of the industry that it's important to understand and to try and help designers and creatives figure out how they want to navigate this industry to make the most of it. And when I say make the most of it, that really obviously depends on who you are and what your perspective is. For somebody, it might mean working for a renowned international fashion brand and, you know, traveling the world and working on collections. For somebody else, it might just be freelancing and having free time to dip into the industry and outsource their skills and talent, but still have a lot of time for their own other pursuits in life. And for somebody, it could mean being famous and landing in the pages of Vogue. It means completely different things to different people. But what everyone does have in common, regardless of what their goals are or what they're striving to be in the fashion industry, what we all share in common is the need for information. And what this book is a platform to share experiences and resource and inspiration with other designers who are trying to make it in the industry. And not just designers, but entrepreneurs, creatives, students, seamstresses who work from home. Because designers don't simply design, and they never have. They do so much more than that. Most of the designers I know do their own PR, their own purchasing, manufacturing, sampling, sourcing. They're wearing 10 different hats in one go. That's why I think the term fashion entrepreneur is so important. One of the things that I'm really excited about in this book is the discussion about a fashion designer's lifestyle. You see amazing photos and videos and you hear so many amazing things about what it's like to be a fashion designer, and it is glamorous, and I will not pretend that I have the most fun working in this industry than I've had working in any other industry. But it is a very stressful industry, and that's why the lifestyle is so important, because as much as we love being inspired, it's also quite hard sometimes to stay inspired. And designers need to be able to be happy and work within a stress-free and non-pressurized environment. And that sometimes has to be something we create for ourselves. In this book, I've sought to address some of these topics and give some advice and things that I've learned from other designers or mentors or teachers about ways of coping with really stressful times such as Fashion Week or having conversations with buyers. It might appear that you have to have a certain type of personality to succeed in this industry, that you have to be really outgoing and bubbly and loud to get noticed. And that's a myth. I think the people who succeed in this industry are the people who stay true to who they are. Yes, of course, you do have to go out of your comfort zone a little bit, even just to make new relationships with people. But what people connect with is a genuine person. So finding your social circle and networking and building relationships, these are all things that I touch on in this book and hope to provide some useful insight on.